Last week, Warren Buffett announced that he sold off one-third of his holdings of IBM stock. This news sent investors into a tizzy. IBM stock dropped. There have been hundreds of articles over the last 5 days questioning IBM's long-term viability, their strategy, whether or not Romney should continue to be CEO. So there's our topic. What is going on with IBM? I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast, episode 70. Before we get to our main story, let's review the acquisitions that have taken place over the last 7 days. Cisco purchased a company called Viptela for $610 million. What is Viptela? They provide a cloud-based application to manage wide area networks that spread over large geographical areas. That seems like a logical purchase for Cisco. Oracle and AT&T did not purchase each other, but they entered into a strategic agreement. What does that strategic agreement mean? That's a really good question. It doesn't seem 100% vetted, but it apparently gives AT&T access to Oracle's global cloud portfolio. Sounds impressive. Now, I want you to pay attention to this particular news item, because next week's podcast is going to feature this particular piece of information heavily. Ooh, foreshadowing. And IBM, who we will be talking about for the majority of this podcast, picked up the remnants of Verizon's cloud business. Financial terms were not disclosed, but IBM is basically getting scraps because Verizon sold most of their cloud business to another company already, so this is the leavings. Let's talk about IBM. I've been avoiding them as a topic for the last few weeks just because they have been so dominant on the podcast lately. Artificial intelligence, cloud, they're always in the mix. We're always talking about them. I needed a little break. Before I get into any of this Warren Buffett stuff, I will remind my listeners that this is not a financial blog. This is not a financial podcast. I don't follow the stocks for investment information. I review stock information just to determine a general degree of health of a company that I'm interested in. So in that context, IBM's consistent quarterly failure is an indication that something isn't going well. And it's not surprising, based on 20 quarters of consistent decline, that Warren Buffett, who has been not their biggest cheerleader, but a cheerleader of IBM stock, it's not surprising that Warren Buffett has reduced his holdings. It should be clear that he has not completely sold off his assets in IBM, but he has reduced by a third. In an interview with CNBC, Mr. Buffett admitted to meeting with IBM chief executive Ginni Rometty a few weeks ago because she was concerned of rumors that he was selling IBM stock. Buffett confirmed that he was, but did not provide rationale. Warren Buffett has historically not been a fan of technology stocks. He purchased IBM stock in 2011, and for the majority of time that he has held the stock, he has claimed that he has been pleased with their performance and pleased with the results of the stock. In subsequent interviews last week, Buffett went on to say that he made a mistake not investing in Amazon and Google, which is very telling, because obviously Amazon and Google have a strong presence in cloud technology. So let's pivot to a couple of articles that I have been featuring in the blogs for the last few weeks. And they've been questioning the viability of artificial intelligence and automation in the immediate time frame. What they are effectively saying is, companies are not rushing to buy artificial intelligence right now. Everyone agrees that it could be game-changing, that it will be a massive driver of efficiency in the future. But, and I've said this many times before, the current methodology to implement artificial intelligence and automation is very difficult. You have to teach the system how to read things, what to do with them. It's a very time-consuming and expensive process. I was listening to a podcast about solar energy today, and I'm going to use this analogy. Eventually, solar energy became cheap, but in the beginning, it was vastly more expensive to use versus traditional fossil fuels. So the vast majority of consumers continue to use the cheaper fuel source to drive their businesses. Until it's financially viable and companies are incented to make a change, they won't. So here's IBM. They are building this core tenet of their future on artificial intelligence. And it's just not selling to the degree that they need it to. That's not a judgment on the technology. That's not a judgment on their strategy. Well, maybe a little bit on their strategy. People aren't moving to it quick enough. Some of Romney's comments in the press, especially after President Trump took office, where they're trying to soften this impression that artificial intelligence will not eliminate jobs. This may sound controversial, but I actually think that's a mistake. And Buffett actually made similar comments this week. This technology is expensive. In many business cases, especially for banks and insurance companies, it's not going to drive new customers. So the only thing that you can do to help offset the cost of implementing this technology is reducing headcount. It's reducing operational expenses. If you're a company and you're thinking that this automation may drive efficiencies in the future, but it's going to be really expensive to implement, it's going to take a really long time because you have to teach this system your business, and in the meantime, you have to keep employees and staff and systems in place to keep your business running, it's a very difficult sell. And in the meantime, there are other companies that are seeing the troubles that IBM is going through to implement, and they're bypassing them. They're coming up with other ways to introduce AI into a market, into a system where it is not as painful. It's completely unrelated, but if you look at what Amazon is doing with their Echo line, it's not artificial intelligence, not by a long shot. It's really voice automation or really voice interfacing. But they're getting these products into people's homes. They're using this voice search, this voice cognition, and every time you interact with it, it gets better. That is something that IBM could have done with Watson. They could have gotten these little devices into people's homes, so you're talking with it, interacting with it. And that's another iterative thing that you could have done to improve the product and found niches for it in enterprise areas. I really do think that their artificial intelligence will capture a customer base. I think the things that they're doing with quantum computing is going to be revolutionary. The things that they are doing in the medical industry will change the way we think about our health. And what you're really going to start to see because of what they're investing in long term is a computer system that is so powerful that it can start to make predictions and almost think out every possible permutation of a choice or an option and come up with the most probable outcome. That's what they're working on. They need to figure out a way to sell it, and they need to figure out a way to make it more consumable. But long term, that will be something that people will look for. They just have to survive until then. Let's get to point number two, the cloud. As I mentioned earlier, IBM purchased the scraps of Verizon's cloud hosting service. So they have a little bit more growth, a little bit more customer. But as a whole, IBM's cloud business is not growing. It is not competing with the Amazons or the Azures of the world. And yes, I'm finally saying Azure instead of Azure. So if you've been cringing every time I pronounce it, you win. And the question becomes, if they invest more money in their cloud platform, will they be as competitive as Amazon? Why aren't customers going to them now? People who have done business with IBM for years may already have easy means of getting into their cloud environments. Why aren't they jumping at IBM's cloud infrastructure? Why is everyone going to Amazon? I'm not talking about startups. I'm talking about companies that have done business with IBM for 20 years. Why is Amazon more appealing? Why is Microsoft more appealing? If you do recall the Australian census from last summer, a lot of bad press for IBM. They experienced a lot of issues. So here's a company that is saying, we're really good at cloud, we're really good at security. Not only did they get blown up by DNS attacks and other hacker issues, the system as a whole performed poorly with the amount of people trying to access it. And they seem to have weathered that storm fairly well. There was a couple of weeks of bad press, and then it sort of went away. But that was a high-profile engagement where they could have shown the world IBM has a top-notch cloud solution, and they didn't do it. Do U.S. consumers remember or consider this? I don't know. But there seems to be a disconnect with consumers when it comes to IBM Cloud versus Amazon. And for everything that I've read, they have really competitive pricing structures, and they continue to be more competitive, and their contracting structures seem to be more flexible than Amazon's. But consumers aren't moving in that direction. So IBM's two big tentpoles, AI and cloud, it is making up more and more of their profit structure. Let's be clear about that. But the things that are keeping the lights on, things that are still driving revenue, hardware, storage, consulting, software, they're not doing great. I've talked about this in previous podcasts. I think ultimately their software, like most of these other companies that are struggling with this, will ultimately become software as a service. They'll be integrated into their AI platform. They'll be integrated into their cloud platform. So some of these conversations about infrastructure growth and market share of infrastructure as a service, I don't think they'll be as important. And IBM will have an opportunity that Amazon's still a little bit weak at, because Amazon, they're trying really hard, but they don't really have a lot of software offerings on their cloud platforms natively. I'm not going to belabor this. The bottom line is IBM has a lot of opportunity, and they have been smart to change their business strategy into these areas. The problem is they have to survive until the market catches up. And 20 quarters of straight decline, that's not doing them any favors. And that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, You can find SourceCast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. SourceCast is recorded in bucolic Mantua, New Jersey, and is produced and recorded by me. Music is provided by Google. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.